everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is your good friend, Miles Title.
Good friend, huh?
That's right.
You're a good buddy.
That's right.
What, are you a used car salesman or something?
That's right.
Hey there, pal. I got a car for you.
I'm still accepting pledges for the broken glassware that was mentioned in last week's show.
Yeah, the Watermelon Tragedy show.
Or actually 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I think.
MilesTitle@hotmail.com. MilesTitle@hotmail.com.
Can I ask what the tote board says?
Including the money that you have pledged?
Yeah.
Well, you have pledged $4.
Right, and I wrote in my note to you when I sent you the first installment how that would come. So.
Yeah. So I've actually received $1.
You actually got $1.
And I had a nice young lady pledge some money. I didn't know if she wanted me to mention her name or not.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to do it tonight, but I want to thank her.
Yeah, how much did she pledge?
She's pledging $1. That's all I'm asking for.
$1.
And I received a phony pledge.
Yeah?
Of $1,000, which was completely phony. Someone trying to prank me.
Uh-huh.
So JL, wherever you are, and you know who you are, you are forbidden from listening to the show anymore.
You can't forbid anybody.
He is banned from the show. He will never listen to the show again.
Okay.
JL, no more show for you.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know how. He's banned.
Okay, so you're going to go, JL, don't listen.
That's right.
Why don't you just talk about his big butt or something? That way I'll be all pissed off.
No, I'm just going to say, JL, you cannot. You pranked me again, and I'm giving out your email. That's what I'm going to do.
$1,000 pledge.
That's right.
I think you should collect.
Well, no, I don't want to go that far unless I have to. So.
Okay, well, then that way you can pay for all that glassware.
I know, and then some.
And get yourself a new watermelon.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, la-ti-da.
Well, what's going on now?
Oh, nothing. I just want to mention, a few weeks ago, we were talking about astronaut Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
From Burlington. There we have a signed picture of him in the other section of the website.
Yeah.
Miles sends me part of the article about him visiting Burlington. He gives me, you know, essentially the lead-in and, you know, some good stuff. I get to the end of it, continued on page A6. Well, there was no page A6 in the mailer that I got, and so I'm left wanting more. And I'm sure you've already thrown away that newspaper.
Or I have.
Recycled it for toilet paper or something like that.
I have.
And so I am left without the rest of the story. So you're no... what was that guy? Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
And now for the rest of the story?
Yeah.
Well, you're Miles Title. I'm not going to finish your story.
Well, you know how you keep a Pollock in suspense, don't you?
How's that?
You don't send him the rest of the article.
Yeah, well. Unfortunately, I'm not Polish, but we know that you are. So.
All right, part.
Evidently, you were in such suspense that you didn't even read the rest of the article and could not, therefore, send it to me because you didn't even realize there was more to the article.
I was in a hurry, okay?
And you probably used the last page A6 to finish up your business. I hope you don't have, like, a septic tank because I don't think that kind of paper is going to disintegrate. In your system, you'll eventually have to get the old honey dipper out. So anyway,
yeah,
this weekend.
Yes, sir.
My wife and I and the child.
Yeah.
We went up to Decatur, Illinois.
I'm sorry.
To visit the folks.
Yeah.
And, you know, since having the child, my wife and I used to be avid movie goers.
Yeah.
As were you and your wife.
Yeah.
Previous to the children.
Yeah.
And so we went up to Decatur essentially just to get a babysitter and maybe a couple free meals off the folks and go see a movie.
Right.
And we got to do that.
Right.
Thank goodness. So, you know, I don't want to put down the people in Decatur, Illinois, but I have to.
Uh-oh.
It is my duty to warn.
Yeah.
You've seen them on the news, Fox News Channel, CNN,
yeah,
fighting over this racial issues and so forth.
Right.
They're not a town of geniuses.
Yeah.
They're Decatur.
And I think you're proof of that.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
So we go see. We wanted to go see a movie, right?
Right.
There's a movie out, and I'm not even sure if you're going to be familiar with this, but it was playing in Decatur, so it's a pretty wide-released movie.
Yeah.
We don't play a lot of art films in Decatur.
Yeah.
Shanghai Noon, Jackie Chan movie.
I've heard of it, yeah. I've seen commercials.
Yeah, I wanted to go see that. I've never seen a Jackie Chan movie actually at the theater. I've seen all his movies on tape. You know, they're just good, fun movies, right?
Yeah.
Read some reviews. Going to be... Everybody liked it. It's got action. It's got comedy. It's
yeah.
got it all, you know, for a summer
yeah.
movie. A lot of mindless fun. So we go. We go to this rinky-dink theater in Decatur where, you know, it's like, you know, about five seats. It's like a 727 or something. two on one side and three on the other.
Yeah.
And we pay our exorbitant fee. I mean, we paid more money to go to the show in Decatur, Illinois, of all places, than we do when we go to the show in St. Louis, Missouri.
Was it like an octopus?
Yeah, it was, you know, there's like the big theater and then a bunch of little ones, and then there's
yeah.
the one that's got like the two folding chairs and the projectionist talks to you the whole time. So,
organist.
Yeah. We're in one of the smaller, but not that small, theaters, you know, this jumbo jet theater.
Right.
You know, with about, you know, 10 seats or something. And the movie starts. Now, I want to tell you first off, if anybody wants to go see this movie, go see it. It is the funniest movie that I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Like I said, it's got the action. It's very, very funny. Very witty.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, you can't be totally dumb to see the movie because they make a lot of very vague references to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Western. It's
right.
set in the Old West. But they make a lot of references to pop culture today
right.
as referred to the Western. So it would be like, you know, references to John Wayne and references to actors who play, you know, other actors, Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah.
Who was in Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and things like that.
Right.
Well, it started out to be really quite embarrassing, to tell you the truth. We get to the very beginning of the movie, and they're going along, and there's this, I don't want to describe all the scenes, because I don't want to give away all the movie for everybody.
Please don't.
But there's a scene that my wife and I thought was particularly riotous
Uh-oh.
With laughter.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, we were the only ones laughing in the theater. I don't know if these people are all sleeping or maybe they put something in their popcorn, but it was a noticeable silence other than our voices at this particular moment.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, it makes you kind of uncomfortable.
Right.
And then the next funny thing happened. Again. A very noticeable silence in the rest of the theater. Except
now, how many
for,
people were in this theater?
There was probably about 20, 25.
So 225 are laughing the whole
time. Yeah, but I mean, we're not just laughing. I mean, it is like riotous. Like, I can't believe it's so funny.
Yeah.
That kind of laughing. It's like, oh, God, I can't.
Like, doubled over.
Yeah, me slapping. It was funny. And it's
yeah.
like all these people are, I don't know what it is. All pillars of salt or something sitting in their seats. And it was riotously funny.
Oh, boy.
And then the movie went on, and I mean, it was like really slow. These people did not laugh. I don't know if they just didn't get it or what the deal was. I mean, it was like, what do you want, you know? These things are funny. I couldn't believe it. Now, at the movies, my wife really, we wanted to enjoy ourselves because we don't get out very much.
Right.
So that may have been, you know, maybe we were a little over the top. I don't think so. This is a very funny movie. And my wife tends to be a bit boisterous whenever
yeah.
she laughs. When she really likes it, I mean, she'll tell you, you know.
Yeah.
And so she really liked this. So at first I was a little bit, you know, scared about it because nobody else was. But then I just like, you know, what the heck? These people don't even know me. They're in
right.
a K there. They're just a bunch of, you know, yahoos. And we were just cracking up the whole time. So we probably ruined it for everybody else. But I'll tell you, it was one damn funny movie.
Now, you know there's going to be some other internet talk show this week. And someone's going to be like, hey, these two, you know, yahoos, were in the theater yakking it up, you know, laughing. I couldn't hear Shanghai Noon, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know if these people can memorize their own freaking phone number, let alone realize that they're making references to westerns of the past and great actors like John Wayne and Lee Van Cleef. I mean, these people are just dumb, you know? Okay, I'm going to give away one little thing.
Uh-oh.
I got to give this away just to give you it. Because oddly enough, I think the people related to some other characters in the movie more than they related to the main characters.
Right.
There's this one dude, and he's trying to organize a robbery of a train.
Right.
And he's spouting off. He's got this drawing, this like schematic thing, kind of crude schematic on parchment. And he's talking about trajectories and how we come in, we'll ride in from this angle and then come up and swoop down onto the train and we'll get on.
Right.
And this one of the guys in the gang points over to an obvious rendering of the train and he goes, is that the train? And I mean, it's really funny because the guy's like really into it. You think, you know, he's got some, you know, something going on. This guy goes, is that the train? And, I mean, we died laughing, and everybody else told stone face.
Oh.
Because you know why?
Why?
They weren't sure if that was the train either. So that pretty much set the tone for the rest of the movie.
Wow.
But I will recommend Shanghai Noon, very good flick, extremely good, very funny.
Is it better to go, like, to a matinee, you think, or like a midnight showing?
I don't know. It depends where you live, because if you're just a lot of dumb people in town, they're not going to get it.
Okay, so don't go to the movies in Decatur, I think.
Right, don't, yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Decatur.
They weren't getting the jokes, though, that's weird.
No, they weren't, and I mean, Jackie Chan's not like a real highbrow kind of thing. He's real slapsticky, and the dude that was starring with him is named Owen Wilson, and he, is real dry and wry, and they just did not catch it. You know what I'm saying? So, go figure. I don't think they listen to this show. We're pretty overt, you know. So, what's going on with you?
I have had an experience last week.
Oh, really? This happened at a doctor, perhaps?
No, it has nothing to do with bowel movements, going to the doctor.
See, oddly enough, I think the audience in Decay would really like our bowel movement shows and our shows about peeing.
Yeah, I know.
But they just don't get the whole, you know, pop culture reference thing.
I know.
So what was this experience?
I have to go with a safe topic tonight because I'm babysitting my kids here, so I can't use bad language tonight.
Oh, I see.
So
does that really matter? I mean, you know, they just use the foul language all the time.
Well, they don't really need to hear it.
Their mother is just like a sailor.
You just don't mention their mother, okay?
Longshoreman.
You just don't, never you mind about that.
I'm not even talking about the stubble.
You just never mind. Never.
Go ahead, tell me, what is it?
So I will call this Bean Bob Lament.
Bean Bob Lament. Is this a reference to the movie Bean John Malkovich?
Yes.
So it's like a movie theme tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something that really happened to me, though.
So you think you had an experience of being in my body?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, college, we went to college together.
Right, yeah.
We hung out a lot. People probably thought we were gay. I don't know. Maybe they did. Who knows?
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
My guess is, considering I was living with my girlfriend, they probably just thought you were gay.
No, that's not funny. You have the knack of going up to, like, pop machines, candy machines, in video games.
Pinball machines,
and finding, like, free credits, you know, like, free pop and candy would come out. All you had to do was, like, touch the button.
I was like the Fonz.
And I was so jealous of that ability. I never knew how you did it.
It's called the law of averages, my friend.
I don't know. You did it quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a lot of freebies.
Yeah.
I mean, Coca-Cola should have hunted you down and killed you.
Maybe they still should.
So I went to an arcade with my kids.
All right.
And I found all these free games on these machines, like credits upon credits and tokens and, games that spit out coupons, you know, for those nice expensive toys you can get, like, at Aladdin's Castle, you know?
Yeah.
Those nice, you know, like, spider rings.
Right, the spider rings.
You know,
cool.
Little green army men and stuff. But I'm like, for just a few minutes, I was Bob Lament.
Wow.
I was like in your head, you know.
How'd it feel?
I felt like a god. Not like God, but like a god.
Right.
You know?
The god of essentially being extremely cheap and putting your finger in a lot of coin slots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really had that happen where I've found all these freebies.
Well, you know, Miles.
What?
It gets back to the previous story. People are just stupid and they just leave stuff in the coin return and don't pay attention. And
I think you're right.
They leave their tickets. They walk away before the tickets spit out because these things take time. And, I mean, they're in such a hurry to, you know, get a corn dog or something. I don't know.
There's this one thing, especially, it's like a almost like a little roulette table. You bet on a color.
Uh-huh.
And you win these, you know, these little 2-point tickets, you know.
Sure.
And there had to be at least half a dozen credits on this thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you win?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, just, you know, all that, you know, the things where, you know, you lock up your fingers, your fingers at Chinese finger torture, whatever that is.
Or, yeah.
You know, for just a few minutes, I was Bob Lament.
Wow.
I was you.
So did you give all those toys to your kids, or did you keep
them? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you could help them out, you know.
Just for a few minutes.
Now tell me, how'd you get in the portal to my brain? Where was that? If you haven't seen the movie, there's a portal into John Malkovich's brain in a very odd place. And where was my portal to have that happen to you?
You know, I didn't really stop to think about where your portal was.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, you know, which kind of tied into the movie there.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't know. I really didn't have a funny thing for that. You really
so, like, were you, was it happening? Was it like some kind of event to where you knew where to go and you knew where to look to get the free stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're walking along and you're going, like, free thing.
Yeah.
Free thing.
Yeah.
Look over there, free one, free game. Come here, kids, free game.
Enter arcade, you know, which is, like, the greatest.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I must have saved you like $5.
At least.
I think you owe me now.
I owe you. I do owe you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I hope I didn't need it at that point in time. Maybe that's why I've had such bad luck here the last day or two.
I got your luck or something. I don't know, that Irish luck. You know?
Yeah. Kooky.